In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today is the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. Ignatius was in a battle, and he was brought to a house to recuperate. After he was getting better, he wanted something to read from the people's house, and he said, "I need some reading material." And they brought him what they had, A Life of Jesus Christ and Lives of the Saints. And as he read them, he started to feel happy, blessed. And then when he read the things of the world, he kind of felt sad. Well, he developed his whole discernment by that. Oh yes, thank God for the people who gave Ignatius the life of Christ and the life of the saints. Today, on the 31st of July, the people in Gloucester who are making a 30-day retreat are finished. We pray for them that they would pour out their lives for the church and for people in the church, of course. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm looking at the first chapter of Mark's Gospel, verse 35. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went to a deserted place, and there he prayed. This is God. This is God-man. He needed to pray to his Father. As it says in John, he only did what the Father did. He only spoke what the Father spoke. And he needed to go to a deserted place. But Peter, on the other hand, is all excited. Why? And Simon and his companions hunted for him. They said, "Let us go up to our neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also." What is the message? The message of the kingdom of God. Oh yes, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How we need to have that prayer be granted to us. We have not seen the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. But that is the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples. For that is what I came out to do. And he went through Galilee, proclaiming the message where? In the synagogues and casting out demons. Isn't it interesting that people who were in the synagogues needed deliverance? That's very interesting. I wonder how many people in the church need deliverance. Oh, yes, it's deliverance from the world, deliverance from the flesh, deliverance from the devil. How we need deliverance. So yes. I continue to verse 40. A leper came to Jesus begging him, and kneeling, he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately, there's that word again, leprosy left him, and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded." Now you know he's going to go tell everybody. And you know, as a result, the people are all looking for Jesus. Oh, yes. Jesus says, don't tell anybody. You know why? Because the cross was the great thing that Jesus was going to reveal for the forgiveness of sins. Oh, yes, don't tell anybody. Oh, the miracles were wonderful, but he didn't want anyone to tell anybody about the miracles, because he said, the cross is what I came for, to die for you and to die for me, for our sins. But he went out and began to proclaim it freely, and so spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country, and people came to him from every quarter. Why? They heard about the miracle of the cleansing of the leper. Oh, yes, Jesus now is going to be barraged by people. People that need to touch him, people that need to be healed, people that need to be delivered. Chapter 2 of Mark. When he returned to Capernaum, that was where he lived, in Peter and Andrew's house, after some days it was reported that he was at home in Peter and Andrew's house. So many gathered around there, and there was no longer any room for them, not even in front of the door. There's so many people. They've heard of the miracles now. They can't even get into the house. The people just were in front of the door. The people had filled the house. Jesus was there. What do you think he was doing? He was proclaiming the kingdom of God and healing the sick and delivering the demonic. But let's listen. And as he was speaking the word to them, then some people came, bringing him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. But they're not going to be able to get into the door. Let's see what happens. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and after having dug through it, they let him down on a mat on which the paralytic lay. I tell you, these are the kind of friends I want. The friends that bring me to Jesus. What kind of friends do you have? Do they bring you to Jesus? Keep them. If they don't bring you to Jesus and they bring you to the world, throw them away. You have nothing to do with them. These four men opened the roof and let down the stretcher in front of Jesus. This is wonderful, to have friends like this. When Jesus saw their faith, whose faith? The faith of the four men. He said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. Now you're going to have a lot of trouble with the scribes. Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, why does this fellow speak in this way? It's blasphemy. You have no right to say your sins are forgiven. You're not God. At least they didn't know he was. But he had been given permission from the Father to forgive sins. What the Father does, the Son does. Who can forgive sins but God alone? At once Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves. And he said to them, why do you raise such questions in your heart? Which is it easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, stand up, take your mat and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home. And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we have never seen anything like this before. Oh, yes. I wonder what happened to the four men. They came down, and they probably hugged this man. They must have loved him because they brought him to Jesus. Again, you need people to bring you to Jesus, not to anyone else, not to Mohammed, not to anyone else but Jesus. I tell you, it's all about bringing people to Jesus and bringing Jesus to people. That's why we proclaim the Word of God. Chapter 2, verse 13. Jesus went out again beside the sea, and the whole crowd gathered round him, and he taught them. You know, the crowd followed. They had heard about the lame man. They had heard that he was brought to Jesus by four men lowered down. And the crowd started to follow Jesus. He healed a leper. The leper told everybody. So the crowd started to follow Jesus. But the scribes get jealous. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth. People say this is Matthew. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. What about you? Who are you following today? Who am I following today? I have no one but Jesus. I want to follow Jesus. I'm looking for the kingdom of God. I want to follow Jesus. I do. Jesus is my Lord. He's my Savior. He died for me. He was buried for me. And he rose from the dead for me. For you too. He died for you. You say, "No, he didn't. I'm too bad." You're not bad at all. You might be bad, but not as bad as Jesus is forgiving. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're not as bad as Jesus is forgiving. He came to forgive and seek and save that which was lost. That's you. You're lost. So go to the cross and say, "Jesus, cover me with the blood. Cover me with your blood, Jesus. Give me your presence. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord." And as he sat at dinner in Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples. I tell you, Jesus got their ears now. All the tax collectors and sinners around the table, and Jesus is going to tell them a story. Maybe the story of the prodigal son. Maybe a story about the seed and the sower. I don't know what story he told them. But they had their eyes fixed on Jesus. Whose eyes are you looking at? One person said to me, "I looked into the eyes of Jesus and I fell in love. I looked into the eyes of Jesus and I fell in love." Where are you looking? For there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" They were jealous. When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." And Jesus knew, no one is righteous, not one. No one is righteous, not one. We all need the forgiveness of the cross. We all need the blood to cover us and make us new. It happened to me when I was baptized, 40 days old. But I gave my life to Jesus as an adult in 1968. Oh, yes. Baptism is not just an event. It is the way of life. It's like marriage. It just started in one day and completely goes on and on and on. Baptism is just started one day, and the life of Christian grace goes on and on and on. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Listen to his response. Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them." He's the bridegroom, Jesus. "Can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them. He will ascend into heaven. And amid them, they will fast on that day." And I love the next one. "No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and the worst tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, because when they ferment, they're going to burst the wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins." Oh, yes. I tell you, the new wine is grace. It cannot be put in the wineskin of the law. The new wine is grace. It's got to be put in the wineskin of mercy, the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mercy of God. Oh, yes. Let's continue. "One Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain on the Sabbath." Oh, they're breaking the Sabbath, they're going to say. "The Pharisees said to him, 'Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?' And he said to them, 'Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for anyone but the priests to eat.'" We eat the bread of the presence, the true body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. How fortunate we are to eat the bread of the Lord Jesus Christ, his flesh and his blood. Oh, yes. You've drifted away from the Catholic faith. Go to confession so that you could come to communion. Let's continue. "And he gave them to some of his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. "That the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath." That's going to get them crazy. That's going to get them crazy. Chapter 3 of Mark. "Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath." My Lord, they should have parties because this man was healed on the Sabbath. They should have parties that Jesus would heal somebody even on the Sabbath. He's Lord of the Sabbath. "So that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, 'Come forward.' Then he said to them, 'Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?' But they were silent." They did not want to answer. They were silent. And so many people are silent when you say, "Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, true God and true man?" They're silent. "Oh, yes, I believe that Jesus is true God and true man. I believe he is the Son of God, also the Son of Mary." But they were silent, and he looked around at them with anger, he was grieved in their hardness of heart. I tell you, do you have a hard heart today? The blood of Jesus can make it like flesh. How do I do that? I go to the cross and say, Jesus, I surrender. Wash me clean with your blood. Give me a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. Make me yours today, all yours. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately, there's that word again, conspired with the Herodians against Jesus, how to destroy him. Because he healed on the Sabbath, they should have a big party because the man was clean, healed of a withered arm, a withered hand. But you see, they had religion, but they didn't have faith. They had religion, but they didn't have faith. I belong to a faithful religion. St. Augustine said, I am a Catholic Christian. Me, that's what I am, a Catholic Christian. I was saved through the blood of Jesus. I was saved in the waters of baptism. I was saved when he washed me clean in 1968 and when I went to confession. I'll tell you, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Jesus departed with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him. What do you think they want? They want Jesus to heal them, to deliver them. Healing all that he was hearing, all that he was doing, they came to him in great numbers from Judea, from Jerusalem, Idumea, beyond the Jordan, and the region of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. For he had cured many, so that all who had diseases pressed upon him to touch him. Wherever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and shouted, you are the Son of God. But he sternly ordered them not to make him known. I tell you, Jesus wants to go on the sea in a boat so that he can preach, because there are so many people on the land that they would crush him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And not only that, you have a good PA system, huh, when you're preaching on the water. Oh, yes. There was mountains that surrounded that water, and the voice of Jesus would be heard by everybody. Oh, yes, he always preached, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you love Jesus today? Just tell him, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. That's Mary saying that she would become the mother of the Messiah. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What did you learn today? That you better have friends that bring you to Jesus. All your friends should be people that would bring you to Jesus. That Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. That Jesus is the bridegroom. That Jesus forgives sins. Have you been to confession lately? Jesus forgives sins. You've drifted away from the Catholic faith. Go to confession so that you could come to communion. We eat the bread of the presence, the true body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. How fortunate we are to eat the bread of the Lord Jesus Christ, his flesh and his blood. Oh, yes.
May Almighty God bless you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.